Welcome to Zikud Daf Siman Mamre by Avram Goldar and Thirman Sechus Chulin, Daf Kuv Ches, the 8th parak, Bas B'chalav. The Zikud Sechus Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting Kinyan Torah to Lomde Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Tipas Chalav Shenafla Al Chasicho, if a drop of milk fell onto a piece of meat cooking in a pot. If the milk is enough to give flavor to the piece of meat, it's prohibited. Abai said, Tama, Bulamamasha, Ba'amad, the Raisa. A prohibited food's flavor without its substance is biblically prohibited. Otherwise, why would we not derive that it's prohibited with the Raisa from Bas B'chalav? Presumably, the Chiddushu, because the prohibition of Bas B'chalav is a Chiddush in that two permitted substances become prohibited when combined, and that even the cooking itself is prohibited. But if it is a Chiddush, it should be prohibited even without imparting flavor. Yet, our Mishnah states that the milk must give flavor to the meat to prohibit it. Rather, Bas B'chalav must not be a Chiddush, and we can derive from it that Tamo V'lo Masho is prohibited mid-deraisa. Rava disagrees and explains that although Bas B'chalav is a Chiddush, Derek Bishol Asur Torah, the Torah prohibited Bas B'chalav through cooking, which itself implies there's enough of each ingredient to impart flavor. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that if a drop of milk fell onto a piece of meat in a pot and gives flavor to that piece, it is prohibited. Rav interprets this to mean that all the meat in the pot becomes prohibited and explains, once the milk gave flavor to that piece of meat, chasicha asma nasas nevela, the piece itself becomes like a nevela, meaning inherently prohibited, voseres kol chasichos kulan, and prohibits all the other pieces regardless of their volume because they're the same mean, the same type as a forbidden meat. He interprets the Mishnah as following Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that min b'mino is never batal. When the forbidden piece of meat which had absorbed milk is cooked together with the other meat, the milk flavor is dispersed throughout the pot and may no longer be discernible in that first piece. Since Rav holds the piece itself as like a nevela and prohibits the other meat with its own flavor, he must hold efshel esochato aser. Even when it's possible to squeeze out the forbidden flavor from the piece, it remains prohibited. This opinion is shared by Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yochanan, but Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi, and Reish Lakish hold efshel esochato mutter. And point number three, the Gemara discusses chatzi zayis basar or chatzi zayis chalav, shebishlon zeim zeh. If one cooked a half zayis volume of meat together with a half zayis of milk, Rav says loka achila so. He incurs malchus for its consumption, but in a loka al b'shula, but does not incur malchus for its cooking. The Gemara objects that these two rulings appear contradictory. Imit starfin, if they combine for malchus for consumption, he should be liable for cooking it as well. If not, he should not be liable for its consumption. The Gemara answers that Rav holds they do not combine for a share. The case one is liable for the consumption is Babama Yor Gadola, where the meat and milk come from a large pot in which full measures of meat and milk were cooked together. Once all the meat and milk is prohibited as Bas B'chalav, eating a half zayis of each incurs malchus. Levi disagrees with Rav and says one incurs malchus for cooking or eating a chatzi zayis of meat together with a chatzi zayis of milk. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah states, Tipas chav shenafla al chasicho, if a drop of milk fell into a piece of meat cooking in a pot, im yesh ba menosin tamba oso chasicho aser, if the milk is enough to give flavor to the piece of meat, it's prohibited. Abai said, Tama, v'lamamash ba'amad deraisa, a prohibited food's flavor without its substance is biblically prohibited. Otherwise, why would we not derive that it's prohibited with deraisa from Bas B'chalav? Presumably, the Chiddushu, because the prohibition of Bas B'chalav is a Chiddush in that two permitted substances become prohibited when combined, and that even the cooking itself is prohibited. But if it is a Chiddush, it should be prohibited even without imparting flavor. Yet, our Mishnah states that the milk must give flavor to the meat to prohibit it. Rather, Bas B'chalav must not be a Chiddush, and we can derive from it that Tamo V'lo Masho is prohibited mid-deraisa. Rava disagrees and explains that although Bas B'chalav is a Chiddush, Derek Bishol Asur Torah, the Torah prohibited Bas B'chalav through cooking, which itself implies there's enough of each ingredient to impart flavor. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that if a drop of milk fell onto a piece of meat in a pot and gives flavor to that piece, it is prohibited. Rav interprets this to mean that all the meat in the pot becomes prohibited and explains, once the milk gave flavor to that piece of meat, chasicha asma nasas nevela, the piece itself becomes like a nevela, meaning inherently prohibited, voseres kol chasichos kulan, and prohibits all the other pieces regardless of their volume because they're the same mean, the same type as a forbidden meat. He interprets the Mishnah as following Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that min b'mino is never batal. When the forbidden piece of meat which had absorbed milk is cooked together with the other meat, the milk flavor is dispersed throughout the pot and may no longer be discernible in that first piece. Since Rav holds the piece itself is like a nevela and prohibits the other meat with its own flavor, he must hold efshel esochato aser. Even when it's possible to squeeze out the forbidden flavor from the piece, it remains prohibited. This opinion is shared by Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yochanan, but Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi, and Reish Lakish hold efshel esochato mutter. And point number three, the Gemara discusses chatzi zayis basar v'chatzi zayis chalav shebishlon zeim zev. One cooked a half zayis volume of meat together with a half zayis of milk. Rav says loka achila so. He incurs malchus for its consumption, but in a loka o b'shula, but does not incur malchus for its cooking. The Gemara objects that these two rulings appear contradictory. Even starfin, if they combine for malchus for consumption, he should be liable for cooking it as well. If not, he should not be liable for its consumption. The Gemara answers that Rav holds they do not combine for a share. The case one is liable for the consumption is babama yor gadola, where the meat and milk come from a large pot in which full measures of meat and milk were cooked together. Once all the meat and milk is prohibited as bas b'chalav, eating a half zayis of each incurs malchus. Levi disagrees with Rav and says one incurs malchus for cooking or eating a chatzi zayis of meat together with a chatzi zayis of milk. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Kuf Ches, and this Siman was suggested to us by Mordechai Slovin from Ramat Beit Shemesh, as well as from Nathaniel Jacob from Great Neck, New York. They both suggested, based on the word kach, taking a pickpocket. So pickpocket is a Siman. So here goes. When the Bas B'chol Rebbe realized he was being pickpocketed by a Talmud, who only ended up with a paper outlining how to derive Talmud V'lamamashim B'daraisa from the fact that meat and milk become forbidden when cooked together, he dropped the piece of meat he was holding that had some milk on it into a pot of meat, making the whole pot aser because efshel esochato aser, and chased the pickpocket around the room, knocking half a gazayis of meat into a pot with half a gazayis of milk. Once again, slow motion. When the Bas B'chol Rebbe realized he was being pickpocketed, that must be on daf kuvches, kach, take. When the Bas B'chol Rebbe realized he was being pickpocketed by a Talmud, who only ended up with a paper outlining how to derive Talmud v'lo m'ashem b'daraisa from the fact that meat and milk become forbidden when cooked together, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses deriving Talmud v'lo m'ashem b'daraisa, a prohibited food's flavor, without its substance, is biblically prohibited from the fact that meat and milk become forbidden when cooked together. So, when the Bas B'chol Rebbe realized he was being pickpocketed by a Talmud, who only ended up with a paper outlining how to derive Talmud v'lo m'ashem b'daraisa from the fact that meat and milk become forbidden when cooked together, he dropped the piece of meat he was holding that had some milk on it into a pot of meat, making the whole pot aser because efshel esochato aser, which reminds us, Rav holds that a piece of meat that a drop of milk fell onto, when it was in a pot, the piece itself is like a nevela and prohibits the other meat with its own flavor, and holds efshel esochato aser, even when it's possible to squeeze out the forbidden flavor from the piece, it remains prohibited. This opinion is shared by Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yochanan, but Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi, and Reish Lakish hold efshel esochato mutter. So when the Bas B'chol Rebbe realized he was being pickpocketed by a Talmud, who only ended up with a paper outlining how to derive Talmud v'lamamashim b'daraisa from the fact that meat and milk become forbidden when cooked together, he dropped the piece of meat he was holding that had some milk on it into a pot of meat, making the whole pot aser because efshel esochato aser, and chased a pickpocket around the room, knocking half a gazayis of meat into a pot with half a gazayis of milk, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what is the din if one combines a chatzi zayis of basar with a chatzi zayis of milk. So once again, when the Bas B'chol Rebbe realized he was being pickpocketed by a Talmud, who only ended up with a paper outlining how to derive Talmud v'lamashim b'daraisa from the fact that meat and milk become forbidden when cooked together, he dropped the piece of meat he was holding that had some milk on it into a pot of meat, making the whole pot aser because efshel esochato aser, and chased the pickpocket around the room, knocking half a gazayis of meat into a pot with half a gazayis of milk. All right, so now it's time for a four blabach chazara. Daf Kuf Dalet, so the Siman Daf Kuf Dalet is code. So here goes. The caterer who just inherited his father's business and cracked the mysterious code, that must be on Daf Kuf Dalet. The caterer who just inherited his father's business and cracked the mysterious code left in the will instructing him to serve chicken, not meat, to avoid getting near the Isser Deraisa of Bas B'chalav, which reminds us that what brings the Malchokas of bird meat is considered meat Medaraisa for the Isser of Bas B'chalav. So the caterer who just inherited his father's business and cracked the mysterious code left in the will, instructing him to serve chicken, not meat, to avoid getting near the Isser Deraisa of Bas B'chalav, explained to the waiters that it's not going too far to demand that they don't put chicken and cheese on the same table. Which reminds us, Abai explains that bringing bird meat and cheese onto the table was not decreed to prevent them from being eaten together, which is itself only rabbinically prohibited and would therefore be a gezerah or gezerah. Rather, it was to prevent meat of a behemoth from being brought together with cheese onto the table, leading to a biblical violation of Bas B'chalav. So the caterer who just inherited his father's business and cracked the mysterious code left in the will instructing him to serve chicken, not meat, to avoid getting near the Issa D'Raisa of Basa B'Chalav, explained to the waiters that it's not going too far to demand that they don't put chicken and cheese on the same table, but that they don't have to tell the customers to wash their hands and mouths after the cheese before eating the chicken, which reminds us, Agra, Rabbi Abba's father-in-law taught a brisa, Of ugvina nechoim ba'apikorin. Bird meat and cheese may be eaten one after the other in a carefree manner. He explains that bird meat may be eaten after cheese without netilas adayim, washing his hands, and without kinuach hapeh, wiping out his mouth to remove dairy particles from his hands and mouth, which are required when eating meat of a behema after cheese. Daf Kuf He. So the Siman Daf Kuf He is a hacker. So here goes. The hacker, that must be on Daf Kuf He. That's Kuf He backwards. So the hacker who hacked into the kosher restaurant computer system and discovered the algorithm they used to create a meat-milk robot that provided bread and water to rinse and cleanse one's mouth between milk and meat, which reminds us, the previous daf taught that one who ate dairy and wishes to eat meat must first perform netilas yadayim, washing his hands, and kinuach hapeh, wiping out his mouth. Beis Hillel says, meidich, he must rinse his mouth, and the Gemara clarifies that this is in addition to kinuach hapeh, not instead. Rabbi Zera says that kinuach hapeh may only be performed with bread. So the hacker who hacked into the kosher restaurant computer system and discovered the algorithm they used to create a meat-milk robot that provided bread and water to rinse and cleanse one's mouth between milk and meat, and to do a fleishik meal to milchik meal, 6-hour countdown, which reminds the Gemara discusses how long one must wait to eat dairy after meat. So the hacker who hacked into the kosher restaurant computer system and discovered the algorithm they used to create a meat-milk robot that provided bread and water to rinse and cleanse one's mouth between milk and meat, and to do a fleishik meal to milchik meal, 6-hour countdown, couldn't override the Maim Rishonim Achronim robot named Chova that washes one's hands as per needed in the beginning and end of the meal, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the laws of Maim Rishonim and Maim Achronim. Rav Yitzchak Bar Ashian said, Maim Rishon Mitzvah, the first waters for washing before eating bread are a mitzvah, v'achronim chova, but the last waters for washing before Birchas Hamazon are an obligation. A Braisa calls both a chova relative to emsayim, the middle waters between courses, which are a reshus, optional. Daf Kuf Vav. So the Siman Daf Kuf Vav is a tightrope walker walking on a fine line kov. So here goes. As one tightrope walker, that must be on Daf Kuvav Kav, walking a fine line. As one tightrope walker dipped his hands into a small channel, separated from the Chamei Teveria, in preparation for the act, which reminds us, Chizkiah says regarding Chamei Teveria, the hot water from the springs of Teveria, ain notin lemehen liyadayim. We may not use them to wash our hands before eating, of a matavim behen liyadayim, but we may immerse our hands in them before eating. Rav Yochanan says that although Chamei Teveria are valid for a Tameh to immerse his entire body, they're not valid for immersing hands alone. The Gemara goes on to explain the Malchokas is where one separates the Chamei Teveria into a small channel lacking 40 saw, but it is halakhically connected to 40 saw. Rav Yochanan said this tefillah was decreed invalid, lest someone come to wash with his water from a kli, and Chizki holds there is no such gezera. So as one tightrope walker dipped his hands into a small channel, separated from the Chamei Teveria, in preparation for the act, the crowd listened to the announcer explain the reason for Netilas Yadayim, which reminds us, Rav Yitzchak Bar Ashian said, Netilas Yadayim Chun b'fnei Tzrach Truma, washing one's hands for eating Chun was instituted to form a habit for Truma, meaning to accustom God into washing their hands, because ordinary hands were decreed Tameh and are Metameh Truma. Vod Mishum Mitzvah, and also because of a mitzvah. Abai explains that he means mitzvah lishmo divrei chachamim. It's a mitzvah to heed the words of the sages who enacted Netilas Yadayim. So as one tightrope walker dipped his hands into a small channel, separated from the Chamei Teveria in preparation for the act, the crowd listened to the announcer explain the reason for Netilas Yadayim and was wowed as another performer walked across the rope over the waters, washing his hands first to the joint, then to the knuckles, then the whole hand, demonstrating the different types of washing for Chuan Truma and the Avoda in the base of Migdash, which reminds us, a brisa states that Netilas Yadayim for Chun requires washing the fingers ad aperek until the second joint in the middle of the finger. Washing for Truma requires washing ad aperek until the next joint, the knuckles. And Kiddush Yadayim Raglaim, sanctification of a Kohen's hands and feet in the Migdash before performing a voda, must be ad aperek until the next joint, the wrist. Daf Kuf Zayin. So the Siman Daf Kuf Zayin is Kuskus. So here goes. When one man took the Revia-sized Kuskus measuring cup, Kuskus, that must be on Daf Kuf Zayin. When one man took the Revia-sized Kuskus measuring cup that had no holes to use for Netilas Yadayim, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the requirements for Netilas Yadayim, such as Koach Gavra and a Kli of a Revias. So when one man took the Revilla-sized couscous measuring cup that had no holes to use for Natilus Yadayim, his friend the Mefunuk said he would never use a dirty cup to wash, and instead wrapped his hands in a cloth to eat his truma, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses Natilus Yadayim when eating without touching food, such as using a mapo or one person feeding another. So when one man took the Revilla-sized couscous measuring cup that had no holes to use for Natilus Yadayim, his friend the Mefunuk said he would never use a dirty cup to wash, and instead wrapped his hands in a cloth to eat his truma, before sitting down to eat his couscous with meat at a table with a stranger eating couscous with milk, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, that two guests at an inn may eat at one table, this one meat and this one cheese, and we're not concerned that one will eat from the other's food. However, Shmuel said, by kirin zeh, if they know each other, they may not eat at one table, one meat and one dairy, because one might eat the other's food. All right, so now it's time to cook with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do you discuss the requirements of Natilus Yadayim, such as koach gavran, using a kli of a ravias? That's on daf Kuf Zayin. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you discuss Tama v'mamasha ba'alma d'raisa? A prohibited food's flavor without its substance is biblically prohibited as derived from basar b'chalav. That's on daf Kuf Ches. Good. Number 3. Which daf brings the malchokas of bird meat is considered meat mid'raisa for the isra of basar b'chalav? That's on daf Kuf Dalet. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that, according to Rav, efshel l'sochot u'aser, even when it's possible to squeeze out the forbidden flavor from a piece, it remains prohibited? That's on daf Kuf Ches. Good. Number 5. Which daf do you discuss whether the meat of Eiver Min HaChai, which is stuck between the teeth and not swallowed, is included in the shear of a kazais? That's on daf Kuf Gimel. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn about the reason for Netilas Yadayim for Chulin? That's on daf Kuvav. Good. Number 7. Which daf to discuss what the din is when two people are eating at the same table, one person eating meat and the other person eating dairy? That's on daf Kuv Zayin. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we discuss what the din is if one combines a chatzis ice of basar with a chatzis ice of milk? That's on daf Kuv Ches. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you discuss doing tevilas yadayim, dipping one's hands in the chame teveria? That's on daf Kuvav. Good. Number 10. Which daf brings the opinion that ain beginim benos and tam, that sinews do not convey any flavor? That's on daf Tzadites. Excellent. All right, that concludes this pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.